You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I have a really, really awesome guest. You know him as Caged Jock. He is a fetish master, particularly. He's well known across multiple platforms. He's very successful. As one of the pioneers of chastity as a lifestyle. And he's become relatively famous for some of his techniques, which I didn't know that they were originated with him until this interview, which you're about to hear. I love talking to him. He's a Tumblr brother, Tumblr refugee, as we like to call ourselves. From back in the day. We both started our websites in 2015 together, and we grew in different ways, obviously. But I really adore him. He's a very articulate, intelligent, and life-affirming brother of mine. So I'm not even wasting any more of your time, okay? Here is my conversation with Caged Jock.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
I am here with one of the great legends of the hierarchical space. You know him as Caged Jock. On all platforms. Say hello, brother.
Hi, everybody.
Caged Jock and I were on Tumblr years and years ago before the great porn purge of 2018, right? When did you start on Tumblr?
I started in summer of 2015.
Yeah, okay, that's when I did too. Yeah, I thought we started close to each other. Yeah, and we kind of grew up through Tumblr together. It was a rough and tumble place, I guess, back then. You know, like it was kind of like the Wild West when we were on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you find immediate growth on Tumblr like I did? My site blew up on Tumblr, but
almost immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it was because people connected because of the chastity aspect, or was it something else?
I think, chastity at the time was very small.
Yeah.
It was a very small community.
For sure.
And I think with the internet, people see, people get used to things so easily that they're constantly looking for newness. So when they saw me, they were like, oh my God, like, what is this?
Right, right.
It's so new.
Yeah, yeah.
You
were so open. I think you were, because you were so open about it, and you just presented a healthy approach to chastity that a lot of people don't. A lot of people who get into chastity, it's kind of a gross sort of fetishy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you presented it as a lifestyle and made people feel like they were normal and they were okay.
Yeah. I made it educational so that so that when they visit my site, my Tumblr, they get educated about it. And it's the same thing with every kink. As you know, sometimes a lot of the time when you hear about a kink, you're like, what is that? Why are you mm-hmm. turned on by it? Mm-hmm. But when you find the right person to educate you, you get to see the arousing aspect of it. And then as you learn more about it, you learn to appreciate it.
Do you feel like chastity arouses you, or do you feel like it, 'cause like I'm in chastity now. I, I went into chastity in March of 2020 for the first time. I'd been serving as a faggot for years, and nobody ever put me in chastity. And I always thought it was kind of a fetishy thing, even after I knew you. But I was so pulled to go into chastity, I finally just couldn't ignore it anymore. I thought, I can't. I'm not like men, and I'm different, and I should not be running around like men.
With a frayed dick.
Exactly. And once I went into chastity, my submission really deepened. I noticed it was a lot deeper.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying that you can't achieve that level without a cock cage. It just takes longer.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I believe that all subs or faggots should be in chastity because I never felt that way before. I never pushed chastity, but now I push it on my website because I just feel like they need to stop masturbating and they need to focus on what their purpose actually is, you know?
Yes, to serve men.
There you go. Now, when did you first realize that you were submissive?
Most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
boy,
You were born a sub.
Yeah, I remember when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and this was way before I saw BDSM porn.
Yeah.
I fantasize of getting like gangbang.
Like it just like, popped into your head one day when you're in grade school? Or?
A bunch of like boys brought me to the field and used me. This was way before I watched porn.
So it was just something that popped into your head naturally.
Yeah. And then I remember I was 12 years old and
I made it happen. Just kidding.
I fantasized getting tied up in the closet and getting beat up with like wire hangers.
Wow. So you were into like pain and shit all the way back then, huh?
And this, I don't know how I was able to imagine it way before I was like, saw first videos of porn. It's so weird.
You're just born a pervert.
I was born a sob.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, don't you believe that we're born with these kind of roles in our life?
I think our upbringing has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Because like I was always a faggot, but like I just didn't admit it to myself until.
You have a small dick.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
but you know, you've serviced enough men. Dick size is not indicative of whether or not they're
exactly. You know, the other day, I was serving this guy so hot, like beautiful face, body, top, you know, just pure top. And his dick is like no more than 4 inches.
Mm-hmm. And now he's watching this and crying.
Hopefully he runs to me.
So when did you first go into chastity?
I remember I was on the internet. I was on Tumblr.
Okay.
And then I saw this image of this beautiful muscle guy. And then with a cock cage. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then I started to look more into it. Even though at the time there wasn't a lot of like information about it, but I was managed to be able to find some. And I found out more and more about it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot. Mm-hmm. Let's give it a try. And I still remember the moment my first chastity cage was Holy Trainer.
Uh-huh. So you went right for the big leaves, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I had a metal one before, but it was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I remember it arrived in my mailbox, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
And how old were you?
I was 29.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
And I remember putting it on. And I don't know if it's the same with you, but for me, it was like a rush of
fear. For sure.
Yeah. But that turned me on. It mm-hmm. was like, holy fuck, I can't use my dick anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could if you unlocked, I guess, but you didn't unlock, you know. So you locked yourself. You weren't locked by an alpha.
I was locked myself, yes.
Yeah, okay. So then it became kind of an educational process for you to learn how to take care of it, how to take care of yourself, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you incorporate masturbation with your chastity to, like, in terms of milking your prostate, etc.?
I didn't know about it back then, but now I do.
Yeah, okay. So you just went without for a long time.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, all right. I stopped masturbating voluntarily 3 years prior to chastity. It had bothered me so much to masturbate that I stopped. And then I just wanted, it was a natural progression in chastity. Yeah. So.
Don't you love how it makes you feel it? It's so arousing, constantly mm-hmm. constant arousal.
Yes, I call it perpetual subspace.
Yeah, you're so you just constantly wanted to play with like your body and your whole. Now you can just like concentrate on your whole.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely focuses you. Yeah. Focuses.
When you're horny, you think of your whole.
Yeah.
It's so mindful.
The one thing that I really just like is that it makes you conscious all the time of your status in comparison to other men. And like I said, it creates this perpetual subspace. You're constantly in a state of like sort of arousal, but it's kind of it's like a low hum of arousal. You know what I'm saying? All the mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love when I go to an orgy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm naked, and my business, and everybody automatically know my status, where I belong.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's so hot.
It's one thing about you is that you really do. You go to the gym, you work out, you've got a good body. You know, you have almost an alpha like body, but you have this cage. It's kind of a striking visual image, you know.
I love contrast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell about that about you for sure. Do you find because a lot of times I've noticed that when straight men, let's say just take straight alphas, they see somebody like us in chastity, they get kind of turned on by that because I think they recognize that we are openly submissive. Mm-hmm. And I think they get kind of aroused in a way by that. Do you find that to be true?
Arousing when men sees us as subs?
No, in chastity, the chastity cage itself. Because it's so foreign to them and their understanding of, like, you know, they use their dick is out and free and whatever. And then they see a man, let's say, in the locker room or something, and that person's in chastity. There's something that it triggers with them, that makes them go, gets them kind of turned on in a way. I don't think they really understand it.
I think it depends. Some people are confused.
Sure.
Some people, like, if I see a guy like that, I'd be like really aroused. I'd be like, yeah, you're part of my league.
Come over here and fuck me right now. So, how old are you right now, brother?
36.
36. Okay. It's been a good time since you first went into chastity. You know, you've had a really good rise through the ranks, and people look to you because, again, you provide educational content. You know, it's not just porn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you recently posted that I thought was really interesting is the whole chapstick thing. Now, I get lots and lots of questions about how to stretch. You know, faggots want to know how to stretch their holes so that they can be fucked easier, you know. And, you know, you got the standard butt plug answer to that question, you know.
Yeah.
And they can work, but it's just the chopstick method is, I wonder who came up with that first, but you came up with it?
It was my idea. I was not inspired by anyone.
Oh gosh. Okay. So I'm glad I talked to you. Well, Lord Chironon, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He was publicizing it, and I was trying to track it down. I thought, is that his idea? I couldn't figure out. That's where I first saw it, was with him. And I thought, oh, okay. And oh, you came up with it. Well, it makes more sense. You're Oriental, right? What?
It's my masterpiece.
That is a masterpiece idea. Like, I did post a video. I don't think it was your video, but of the chopstick method. And I just saw yours and you posted on Twitter. So now I'm going to give you credit all over the place on my website. And because I didn't know who to credit, you know, I just thought, oh, this is a method I never heard of before, you know. But now I know the genius behind it. So
thank you.
That's a huge contribution.
It's the first video that I direct where it hits over 1 million views on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I've had many videos in the past that hit million views, but it's like the other performance vision.
Yeah.
But this is the first video where I direct that is right.
Okay. It was awesome. It's very well done. And like, it's such a great, great method.
And effective.
And effective, yes. It eases the hole open bit by bit.
It's not intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you started with like one tiny stick.
If you can't take one stick, we can't help you, okay?
Yeah. the fun part is the progress.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So you take note. You're like, this today I took, I don't know, 50 chopsticks. So my goal for the next one is take one more.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And one more, and then one more.
Right. And it can be fun, let's say, if an alpha and a faggot are working together to, you know, it's sort of like Survivor or something, you know, like you add one more, you add one more. How much more can you take? That kind of thing. It almost becomes sort of a game in a way, you know. So it can be very playful.
It would be really fun to play with your bottom buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Be like, how many can you take?
Like two bottoms doing it together?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know several alphas that own multiple faggots, and that would be a really good thing for the faggots to do between each other, like you said, you know?
Yeah.
To get ready for the alphas.
Like fuck. Competition. Whoever take the most gets to come.
No, but they're all in chastity, so they're not coming out of chastity.
Exactly. So whoever take the most gets to be unlocked and come.
Well, the alphas I'm thinking of will not allow their faggots to come, so
they don't. Or allow whoever take the most to serve him.
Yes, exactly. Right. That would be the goal right there.
Yeah. To look and clean up.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, I'm going to definitely be pushing that now much harder because I know the genius behind it. So I'm so glad we got to talk about this because, like, now I know. That's great. So it makes perfect sense. I don't even know why I didn't think about it. But anyway, So you, how long have you been living off of like OnlyFans and your you know, your business, your sex business, I guess?
I started in 2017, and this is my longest job.
What kind of work did you do before that?
I was working in menswear design.
Oh, okay. Like underwear and stuff?
Polos, jackets.
Oh. Okay.
Sweatshirt.
So you had a creative job prior to that?
Yeah, I think if you look at my Instagram, you can tell the visual.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. So 2017, I know that I now that I think back, it had to be during your Tumblr days that you started to make it a business where you were living. It was supporting you.
It was tough before porn. It was tough. It's kind of cheesy to say porn got me out of poverty.
Oh, no doubt about this. And why is it cheesy to say that? Like, it's, you know, why else would you do it? You know, like, I mean, but you have really carved out a unique place in the porn world. Like, I don't think there's really anybody else like you in terms of what you promote. Can you think of any peers that are like you in this space?
I think there's a few, but they have different interpretations.
Mm-hmm. What do you think their how do you think their interpretation differs from yours?
Like, there is this guy. His name, he's like an alpha sub also.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna get to that in a second.
House of Spot. He wrote on his Twitter, "Wicked Switch of the North, Power, Protocol, Pain, Head of the House, Master." Well, he was a sub and now he's a master. So, like, yeah, whenever I wanted to learn something, I would go. I would ask him.
Hmm. He'd be asking you. you were in the space.
He asked me about chastities because that's my. Okay.
That's your thing, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about switches? I mean, what's your opinion as a true bottom like you are? Like, how do you feel about switches?
I would say myself that I'm a switch. Because when I see a dom, I become submissive to him and I serve him. And then if I see a bottom, like, then I dominate them. It's fun.
How do you dominate them?
I train them. They would come to me and they would tell me, you know, like what they wanted to do together. Mm-hmm. Whether it be fisting, piss training, getting whipped, getting degraded.
Mm-hmm. Piss training, do you take your chastity cage off for that? So how do you piss train them? Like, do you just
there's
piss
a little
through your cage
that they wear around their mouth?
Okay, right. Okay.
So it goes. It has a little
like a funnel, a cup
like
or something,
like a boat.
And right. you can just aim for that. Okay.
Yeah, you just aim for that.
Okay. But clearly you're a bottom. You're more of a sub. Wouldn't you say? Percentage wise.
Yeah,
you're more
like maybe
90-10,
maybe 55% sub.
No way. I mean, most of your porn and the things that you do are mostly you servicing men.
Oh no. I was filming with this bondage master the other day, and he goes, "You've been really dominant lately, based on what I see."
Are you changing? Are you gonna come out of chastity and start fucking these subs or what?
Here's the thing: the reason I have become like this is because I cannot find a Dom who is experienced, patient, understanding, someone who doesn't abuse their power.
Okay.
I have a hard time finding those.
Yeah.
So I lost trust in them. I lost That's trust in the ones that they call themselves, quote unquote, Doms. Like, yeah. Yeah. So because
I'll show you Dom.
Because I lost trust in them, I'm not turned on.
You're not submissive to them anymore because you lost trust. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So
that's huge.
I would love. So now I have to get it out of my system. You know, all of my fantasy, I have to get it out of my system. I can't just like abandon it.
Right.
So I have become the Dom, and I have my. I have become like an alpha sub.
Alpha sub, which is something you said on Twitter the other day, which I jumped all over. So that's how you define that.
Yeah.
The alpha sub thing. Okay.
Which makes total sense. You know,
it does.
Always, they approach me and ask me for advice.
Right.
Like, oh, that makes a. I was thinking of a way to identify myself because I have grown away from the image that I was before.
Okay. So you're growing and changing a little bit.
I'm growing and I'm changing.
Yeah. So here's another question I have kind of along that line. When you say that you lose respect for Doms and it causes you to, you know, your Dom side to come out of you, don't you feel like when you find bad bottoms, that makes your Dom side come out too? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bad bottoms.
Yeah, I have too.
And I can't decide what's worse, bad Doms or bad bottoms.
I'm going to say bad bottoms because because they're really gross. Like, if you're not going to actually submit, then what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you wasting my time?
or anybody's time.
I had this boy. I still remember. We found on Grindr. He wanted me to fist him. So he came over to my place. And then as I was like trying to fist him and trying to put toys on him, he goes, I'm not that kinky.
Get the fuck out. Like, did you whip the hell out of him? I would have fucking just beat the shit out of him.
I didn't. I just kicked him out. I was like,
you kicked him out. That's bad bottoms and bad faggots. Like, what are you doing? You're wasting everybody's time with your shit.
You're wasting everyone's time.
The games that they play on Twitter and all this stuff is just dumb. And
Like the other day, not too long ago, there was this sub that he found me on Grindr, and he has been following me, so he knows who I am.
Yeah.
And he talked all these fantasies about like serving me, wanting me to fly me to Austin, and then meeting me and being my slave, and working hard to serve me, and wanting me to have his credit card so that I can spend. So you know what I did? Mm-hmm. I gave him. So we have. This is not like a one night conversation. It was like.
Right. You've wasted days of time.
It's days and days and days and days and days and days and days. And so I finally gave him his first assignment. I said, I gave him, and it was a small assignment. I gave him the contact information of my gym. And I said, your first assignment is to start paying off my gym membership monthly. Just put your credit card in there and start paying it for me. So I gave him the gym location and the phone number and my name and my phone number so they can look it up. So he can just put his credit card in there. And did he do it? No. And he just talk.
So what did he block you after that?
He didn't block me. I just took him less serious. That's what I usually do these days. I would give him like an assignment
to see
how serious they are.
Yeah. Here's one simple thing after you talked and talked. And they can't do that. Well, then what the hell? Like when, you know, like in FinDom, these cash masters, I don't even know how they keep their sanity dealing with faggots. Like these faggots, they just lie and they whack off That's why they all should be in chastity. You know, just this stupid shit that they do when they're not in chastity.
Yeah.
And not being disciplined, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just easier for your mind to get in that discipline mode once the kick is on.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly, of course.
It's like the moment the keys is locked, like your mind is open.
Exactly. Well, and here's the other thing too. And you know this as well as I do. Like in-person service is a total game changer for any submissive, right? I mean, people fuck around on Twitter and online. It's nothing compared to in-person service, right? Like actually serving a man in person, as opposed to giving them $10 on fucking PayPal, you know? It's night and day.
Yeah, it's the continuing service.
Yes.
Yeah, and how do you say this? Like a true sub serve without expecting anything from return from the master.
Right, exactly.
Like he doesn't expect you like come. He doesn't expect like anything. Right. He just enjoys serving.
Yes, it's all about that, you know, like. The satisfaction isn't for a sub isn't about coming or anything like that. It's about the deep satisfaction of serving and being useful.
Exactly. Like you have found your purpose, you make yourself useful.
Right, exactly.
That's what you should be satisfied about.
Exactly. So when was the last time you were owned by someone? I mean, has it been a while now or what?
I had an online dominance of relationship.
I mean, come on now.
It is the emotional and the mental connection is there. But he lives in LA and I live in New York. So it's kind of difficult because aside from the emotional connection, I also need the physical.
Of course.
So we remain, you know, in contact and we still talk. We still respect each other.
Yeah.
It's just that. I actually have never had a dom.
Never. You've never been owned, really?
I've never been owned because I needed to find someone who I really admire and respect.
Yeah. Who, you know, I've got a couple that I could probably hook you up with that you would fall head over heels for sure.
I'll think about that.
I mean, I know some alphas that would blow your mind. It's just how bad you want it there, Cage Jack. I'm kidding. I'm not going to change your life today. But come back up in the camera. What are you doing? I figured you were kind of a free agent. I figured it'd be hard to. You're like that wild stallion out in the on the field with a chastity cage on. Nobody can ever tame you.
Yeah.
You would probably be a handful.
But... I'm very stubborn. You know, now because I'm having
you're getting settled, aren't you? You're getting settled into a lifestyle now that it's hard to break you of it.
I'm having a hard time finding a dom, so I think I'm just gonna start finding a sub.
Okay. Have some house faggots running around doing stuff for you.
I've had those. It's fun.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like living faggots. Play. Live-in faggots?
Not live-in.
Okay. And
that's a lot of dedication.
Well, sure, of course. I don't
know the amount of dedication to it. Because...
Oh, there's lots of live-in faggots.
Because the one thing that people, most of you don't think about is that you can't live a dom and sub relationship 24/7. After you finish, you know, serving, like cooking, cleaning the house...
You can. I've done it myself. You can.
At the end of the day, you know, you're still humans. And how do you, how do you like interact? Do you just like watch Netflix and eat pizza and talk?
Well, they talk to you as, but they're eventually, ultimately their property. A faggot is ultimately the property of a man. Like a dog. you know, a dog and a man get to get along together just fine in that relationship, you know, like a faggot and a man can get along the same way. See what I mean? Yeah. And they both get something out of it, you know, so.
I've been falling in love with bottoms more and more these days.
I can tell. I can tell that.
I am talking. I'm talking with this boy on Twitter. He's so cute. He has such a fat ass.
And I just want to put chopsticks in it.
And he's short. I love shorties with fat ass. I just want to put my fist in there.
You're big into fisting, aren't you?
I would love to own him, put him in a cage, and then like whore him out to tops.
I would put 1,000 chopsticks in him and get him all stretched out.
Yeah.
What is the most number of chopsticks you've put in somebody?
I think
what's the record?
80, 85, 86, something like that.
Okay. How many have you ever had in you?
I'm a pussy. I didn't take any.
What? Nobody's chopsticked you yet?
All right, here's the thing.
Bitch, come over here. I'm going to fucking chopstick your ass.
Hold on. Hold on. So here's the thing. I started as a bottoms in 2004.
Right.
So I've been... I know about the... Nobody knows about a bottom's body more than a bottom.
Sure. I agree. Top.
Sometimes I play with other bottoms and they don't really know how to like treat my hole right. A lot of guys don't know the anatomy.
Sure.
So that's my setback. Do I enjoy it? Yes. Like, do I enjoy getting fisted? Absolutely. Yes. But I would only submit to someone who's experienced and someone I can trust, because right. I have a lot of people.
Yeah. Right.
Just, you know.
You practically have a medical degree in the anal canal, you know? an OnlyFans degree, but nonetheless. I guess I better let you go so you have company coming over to. Fuck, what do you plan on doing in this session?
Oh, he's a friend of mine. We started chatting in 2018. This is actually
wow. The
we're going to hang out together because he's in Chicago and I'm in New York.
You've never seen him before in person?
We met him in person at IML, but we didn't hang out 2 days ago. His boyfriend is coming over to help us film.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to fist the shit out of him.
Well, does shit have to be involved?
He can take an elbow.
Kenny? You're gonna make him take it.
I'm gonna make love to him with my fist.
Oh, that's nice, I guess. I had a faggot friend of mine recently went to Europe for 3 months and traveled around Europe, got fucked by 35 guys, got 2 venereal diseases. And at one point he was in Germany in a club and he got fisted by 2 guys up on a stage in front of everybody in the club. And he's a big fat faggot too, like a big fat hairy faggot. And he was like, "You want to see some pictures?" I'm like, "I don't know if I really want to see that." You're my friend, and I really don't think I want to see you up in stirrups getting fisted by 2 dudes, you know. But
yeah, I would love to go to Germany. That's so kinky. So
why haven't you done it? I mean, you got the money.
I don't know about that.
come on.
I get really anxious when I'm traveling because like.
Oh, okay.
What am I going to do?
You have anxiety?
I have anxiety.
I mean, can't you bring friends that could kind of ease your anxiety?
Probably, yeah. I have a friend who asked me to come to Berlin with him.
Oh, okay. There you go.
He's beautiful. He's a trans dude with a vagina.
Mm, okay.
Beautiful. It was like, yes. It's like, as I said before, I love anything that's paradox.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like gorgeous face, masculine with like beard.
But he's got a vagina.
Yeah, and it's so sexy. I can't wait for him to put a strap on and fuck me while I'm in a cage. Isn't it so paradox?
I mean, that's very paradox.
Yeah.
I almost need a Venn diagram to figure it out, okay? Yeah. I need to do like a whiteboard illustration or something to figure that out. But get an engineer to draw up some schematics on how that works. But well, brother, I got to tell you, it was very enlightening to talk to you. And I am so glad we had this conversation. Thank you for the chopstick contribution to the world. And thank you for being such a positive influence. I hope you continue to do that, because a lot of subs look to you for inspiration and guidance, and you provide good, solid, sex positive guidance, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for this interview very much. Now go get fisted, or go get the fisting. Get your rubber glove out.
I will.
All right. Well, take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
End transmission.
Well, I hope you really enjoyed that as much as I did. It was informative and invigorating. I really came away from the interview just excited about the possibilities of what submissive people can really do. Now, of course, he has been transitioning, I guess, into more of a what he likes to call alpha sub, which is interesting to me. As a student of hierarchy myself, you know, I kind of wonder how that fits into everything, but it seems to be working for him. And frankly, lots and lots of faggots would do really, really well to study with him and learn how to deepen their submission. So I applaud him for everything he's done. It's been a one-man band with him. I watched him grow from nothing. You know, I watched his account grow from the very beginning into what it is today. And he's just an icon now. So I thank Cage Jock for coming on the show. Thank you so much, brother. And keep doing what you're doing, because you're helping lots and lots of subs out there find purpose. So anyway, that's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care, okay? Love ya. Bye.